It's Wednesday, the 24th of April, and I'm Tonata Kavila with your 1 p.m. news. Special Envoy for German-Namibian Climate and Energy Relations, Rainer Barke, along with Presidential Advisor and Hydrogen Commissioner James Nyupe, have visited President Nangolo Mbumba at State House this morning to discuss the possibility of establishing another hydrogen plant in Opuwo following a Hyron tour. Here's Barke.
The region is suffering from high unemployment rates. So when the Namibian company High Iron and myself visited the region yesterday, talked to the governor and local representatives, there was, of course, a very big interest. Where and when a project will be realized, that has to be shown. Obviously, if you want to reduce iron ore with the help of hydrogen to iron, produce a valuable product, then you go as close as possible to the deposits. And there's going to be a process now, of course, identifying possible sites, and everything else, of course, comes afterwards.
James Nyupe says the government has identified the area's potential for hydroelectric facilities.
One of the things the president mentioned when we were briefing him now was, you know, that of course Kunene has amazing people. So while the government has identified the potential of the area, there is obviously potential for hydroelectric facilities to be built there. There is, of course, very good wind resources there as well. We're now understanding there is also good iron ore facility. And of course, our founding president had always envisioned a potential port facility being developed there. All of this, however, needs to be done in consultation with the people of Opuwo. So this is why the High Iron visited the governor. The Green Hydrogen Program is looking to provide resources, whether it's technical resources or financial resources, to do a strategic environmental and social assessment of the area in collaboration with our Ministry of Environment and Tourism.
The Bank of Namibia has donated a special operations vehicle to the Namibian Police Force. Here is Naufiku Hamunime, the Acting Director of Strategic Communications and International Relations at the bank, with more.
Recognizing the importance of supporting the Namibian police in their duties, the Bank of Namibia acquired and donated the vehicle to the Special Reserve Force Division. This vehicle will bolster the division's capacity to conduct special operations effectively. The handover ceremony marked a significant step in the collaboration between the Bank of Namibia and the Namibian Police Force. It reflects their joint commitment to maintaining law and order and fostering a safe and secure environment for all citizens.
Disturbing reports continue to emerge about mass graves in Gaza. Responding to the developments, the UN Human Rights Office, OHCHR, expressed deep concern about possible war crimes. Here's spokesperson Ravina Shamdasani.
So we feel the need to raise the alarm, because clearly there have been multiple bodies discovered. We don't know how many. There are reports that some of them had their hands tied, which of course indicates the serious violations of international human rights law and international humanitarian law. And these need to be subjected to further investigations. They can't just be, you know, more reports in this horrific war that just pass under the radar.
And Bloomberg News reports that more than 2.4 billion workers, that's about 70% of the global workforce, are exposed to climate change-related health hazards. An International Labour Organization report published Monday also estimates that 18,970 lives and 2.09 million disability-adjusted lives are lost annually to 22.87 million occupational injuries attributable to excessive heat. Find all these stories and much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.